Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, hi, hello. Yes, it is Sophia, and Sophia alone. It is the holiday season, and so me and Zoe are taking a little hiatus yet again to get a little downtime at the winding down time of the year. So, for the next couple weeks, we're going to be replaying a couple of sweet episodes. This week, we're going to replay the episode we did with Daniel Worth, the director and co-writer of Dim the Fluorescence. We're doing this one because Dim the Fluorescence got all these crazy write-ups, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and has a Canada-wide release, so you guys can go see it after listening to this episode again. The next couple of weeks, you'll hear some bonus content from previous episodes, some replays of our favorite episodes, all in preparation for some new-ass, good-ass stuff in January. So see you then. Here's our episode with Daniel Worth.
It's just jazz, baby.
We have a guest.
We do.
Do you want to do the introduction?
Okay.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey.
Daniel Worth is a filmmaker that has written and directed comedy and music videos, as well as released his first feature, Dim the Fluorescence, which he directed and co-wrote with Miles Barsted. You do the rest.
Okay.
That pretty much sums it up. You could leave it at
Oh,
that.
There's plenty more to say, okay, Daniel. So. Dim the Fluorescence came out last year to critical acclaim, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Well, it premiered this year. It premiered in January.
Okay. So never mind. But it did have critical acclaim.
It feels like a long time ago, and some critics have really enjoyed it. Yeah.
And it won the Slam Dance Grand Jury Prize.
That is true.
I would say that's pretty good critical acclaim.
That definitely constitutes
a jury acclaim. Yeah.
And it's also going to be released in some theaters this year. Welcome, Daniel. That was a really awkward introduction.
Also, we edit never, our podcast.
Yeah,
we edit it. It's all edited.
Chips. Potato chips. Chips. I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
This is an incredible flavor.
We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
I'm going to just take my coat off, though.
No,
that's
please.
Okay?
Yeah.
Make yourself comfortable, Daniel.
You can
Daniel.
Edit out the part where I take my coat off.
That won't be edited out.
So at some point, I might put it back on.
Yeah.
And if it gets cold.
By all means. Well, we can talk about maybe our theme today.
Yes.
Which is going to be...
Cling, 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 cling. That's supposed to be a slot machine. Okay, whatever.
It's going to be casinos, pokers, poker chips, Las Vegas.
And in the name of casino chips... Mm-hmm. And stacks of cash that you would have at a casino when you're gambling.
Or chips.
Or casino chips. We're doing Lay's stacks.
Three flavors.
Okay.
Look similar to Pringles, are not Pringles. We'll get into it.
BBQ, salt and vinegar, and
original.
The classic original.
Plain old Lay's. I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is Lay's.
They are plain old, but they're not plain
they're
old
not Lay's.
Lay's. They're plain old stacks.
Yeah.
Lay's stacks.
Which, what does that mean? We don't know.
We don't.
We haven't tried them.
Okay.
First things first, what's your favorite chip?
I'm not a like a chip connoisseur like you guys, so my taste is probably gonna be pretty vanilla. But I like what's it called? The Miss Vicky's sea salt and vinegar one.
Oh yeah,
delicious,
classic.
That's a very good one. I would probably buy that one if I were in a convenience store.
Yeah, we looked up a couple things about you. So,
hence the introduction. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And we looked up a picture of you, or I don't know if it was you.
Let's just get straight to it.
Of me. You looked
Daniel.
Up a picture.
Now we know what you look like.
I can maybe confirm if you have it.
Where do you keep your slam dance dog?
The slam dance dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the award.
That's what they're calling it.
I won the grand jury dog. Strangely, it's a, I guess you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of schnauzer bust.
Mm. Yeah, bust.
Schnauzer bust.
That sounds disgusting.
No, it's very
sounds
accurate.
Like it's a vivid depiction of what that trophy looks like.
Yeah, but it is a schnauzer bust, and that's what I have in my office. Strangely, I like dogs.
Mm.
So I have another schnauzer bust already in my office.
No.
I do, yeah.
Unrelated to slam dance.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so I had this schnauzer bust on one side, like balancing books, and I just thought, well, I should put the other one on the other side. So they're literally bookended.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know how when some people have very valuable jewels, they'll wear costume jewelry on the street and keep their real diamonds and whatever in a safety deposit box or something?
Mm.
You sort of could say that you now, if you ever had your slam dance dog on display and you didn't want it to be, you know, at risk, you could put your other...
That's true, and maybe I could get something that looks like an Oscar or something, and then I will increase my chances of that happening. I don't know if they were related, but...
You can also melt it down to become another schnauzer bust in case you want another one.
You're going to get
The jury just knew I liked those. Oh, let him have it.
Do you like schnauzers?
I do, yeah. And I have a dog that is part schnauzer and part something else.
Mm.
So the original bust is not... of him,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like him.
Inspired by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It may have been. I didn't meet the artist, but they are similar. My dog is not on the shelf. You'll be happy to know.
Yet.
I'm
not ready for that joke.
Never mind.
I have a niece who is very, she's a little sassy, and she's always had a good sense of humor. When she was younger, I was visiting, and I went into her room. She was like, Zoe, come here. And I was like, oh, sure, yeah. And I go in, and she's like, almost a little bit, I don't want to say sultry, but she had like a bit of an attitude, sort of swinging her shoulders. And she was like dragging one finger across her bookshelf, and she's like, guess what this is? Stops at this wooden box, and I was like, I don't know, like a jewelry box or I don't know. And she was picks it up off of the bookshelf and hands it to me, and she's like, it's Ruby, which is their old family dog, and they'd had it cremated, and she's kept it on bookshelf, which is very sweet, but also I didn't
Why
expect that at all. And
that?
She was like 8, and I was like, oh, nice, that's really cool.
I also just wanted to come back to the schnauzer bust for one second. Just because...
just the phrase or the bust itself?
Yeah, just the concept.
Yeah.
Well, the slam dance one, in my opinion, unless there was unflattering photos, is rather menacing looking. Do you know anything about the history of the schnauzer, of the slam dance
I don't.
Award?
No, I
I'm
don't.
So curious.
I know it's Sparky. I don't know if it's in honor of somebody's dog.
Right.
On the dog, on the bust... is dog tags,
mm-hmm.
like military-style mm-hmm. dog tags that have the name, my name, and the name of the film.
Whoa.
And the year, I think, and yeah.
Are they removable?
Oh, yeah.
And so you can wear that.
I could wear them, like...
It's almost like an ID badge where you can be like, yeah, let me in, I'm actually an award winner.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I have.
Can you see my tags?
Critical acclaim here, moving through.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Have you done that yet, or do you just keep it on Sparky?
No, it's I keep it on Sparky.
Oh,
it hasn't come up yet, but I was going to make a joke. It would have been horrible, I think. I was just going to make a joke that there was also an award that was just a box of dog ashes, but it didn't sound... But it would have had to be back then when we were still talking about...
No, we came back to Schnauzer.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have that award on my shelf.
Yeah. That one is less sparky, but...
Yeah. No, he's all there.
Yeah, no, it's all sparky, but he's just not really there. You also went to a film festival in Beijing recently for Dim the Fluorescence.
Yes.
What festival is that?
It's the Beijing International Film Festival, which is, I think this was its 7th year. And yeah, that was a really amazing experience. We got to go to a very lavish award show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, Jean Reno was there. You know that the actor Jean Reno?
No. Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, Jean Reno. I thought you were saying
sorry, I
should genre
say
no. Like genre yes. Genre no.
As in the sentence genre yes or genre no?
No, what are you
I don't know. Genre no is like Doctor
with...
Who or, you know, like it's like a weird.
Yeah, everyone says those things.
No, I mean, it could be like an edgy name for an actor. It could be.
Okay,
come on,
humor me. Stage name.
The man with no genre. he's Leon the Professional. Have you seen that movie?
Oh.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Jean Reno.
Yeah.
do you know which one I just said?
But yeah, it was a really amazing experience. I've never actually been to Asia, and Beijing is just so massive and there's so much to see.
Just as a side note, was the air quality really bad?
It didn't bother me.
Robust lungs.
My producer, Josh, was a bit affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I won't say how.
Oh.
So ominous.
But he's on my shelf now.
What do you want to know? I want to know.
What did you eat?
Yeah.
I didn't have any chips in China, and I apologize.
That's why we paid for you to go there, to go research, so it's really weird that you didn't do that.
I know.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
I have.
Speaking of
Vegas,
yes,
that's the segue.
I have, yeah.
To gamble or for other reasons?
For other reasons, yeah.
And
did you go to Vegas for gambling?
I've never been to Vegas.
I've been once.
I'll tell you all about it.
Suppose I did.
Yeah, like that was the purpose.
Well,
it was a stop on a road trip.
It was a stop on a road trip, but I guess we were like, let's do the whole thing.
Let's stop there and make more money than we currently have.
Yeah.
But I would say you were there more for the entertainment than the gambling, right?
Yeah.
Is that code for like a strip club or something? No.
Oh.
Like, I know a lot of people go to Vegas. I didn't do anything like that, but
okay.
I know.
No, I went for a magician.
Okay, I was way off. Yeah.
And then I gambled and actually liked gambling too much.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're one of those. Vegas is a strange place.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think for money people, it's...
Money,
for
money people?
For money people, it's a bad place to be. It's a dangerous place to be. Yeah. Well, I remember the first thing that I saw that I remember thinking, like, I'm in Vegas, was coming down the escalator in the Vegas airport. Right above the escalator is this huge poster of a woman in a bikini holding a machine gun. And it's like an ad for a firing range or something.
Oh, right.
But I was just in an airport. It was so amazing to me.
It's so weird.
You're like just got off a plane. And it was like, do you want to fire a gun? I was like, yes, I do.
On a slip and slide?
Yeah. Yeah.
You said it's not, your purpose for the trip was not for gambling.
Yeah.
Do you want to share?
Oh, I can share. Yeah.
It
it's nothing.
For the gun range?
It was for the gun range, yeah. Well, that wasn't originally it, but as soon as I saw that, I was like, yeah, I gotta shoot something. I was younger. My father is an electrical engineer, and he used to go every year to the big broadcaster convention there, and he'd kind of said many years, like, if you want to come, you know, I have a hotel and all that. So I went one year. I don't remember how old I was. It was a while ago. Ballpark?
15.
Like, were you old enough to gamble?
21.
Yes, but I don't know. I didn't gamble at all, so I don't actually.
Oh,
wait.
That didn't come up, but I did drink. So the purpose was just to see Vegas and see my dad, and it was a weird place. They throw a lot of money around, obviously, but it's not theirs. It's other people's. and they throw a lot of water around, which is interesting.
Mm. What do you mean?
So, you know, you're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's unnatural.
But there's this huge, obviously, there's golf courses. And there was, in one case, I saw a huge outdoor spectacle with a pirate ship and mermaids and stuff like that. And, you know, literally people are diving into a huge thing of water. But then when you go near natural water, anywhere in Vegas, like at the Hoover Dam or something, you'll see, like, tan lines on the rocks of where the water used to be.
I know.
So it's this kind of foreboding thing where you're like, they're splashing
totally.
Around.
There's like dolphins in the desert.
Yeah.
It's so effed.
Also, the thing I remember, someone that was with my father, like we were all out for dinner, got sick. I think she had the stomach flu or something.
Okay.
But she threw up in the casino, on the floor. And it was the least alarming thing for the staff. Like, they were so mm-hmm. used to people throwing up.
Yeah.
Like, 7 people came in and just immediately, got rid of it.
The tiles on the floor underneath her just opened and you never saw her again. And then when it came back up, the carpet was perfectly clean.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Right.
Well, I saw Chris Angel in Las Vegas.
The Mind Freak.
I saw the Mind Freak show and that was like... I don't have, a specific good story about it other than, he's such a showman. He's obviously been doing it for, years. He's got his thing down. He has way more of a rock and roll voice than I had anticipated.
Whoa.
He was like, Vegas! Are you ready? the whole show.
Yeah, if you could just, Vegas!
Vegas!
Yeah, that would be good.
It was very steampunky, I would say, and on the wall there was an animatronic, very large bunny that was pulling Chris Angel out of a magician's hat over
but
and over again.
A fake Chris Angel? Not the
Oh,
real
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah. Another animatronic version of Chris Angel.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to answer this, but if you want to.
Will you let me know the questions I absolutely have to answer?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
If you were going to convert your feature film, Dim the Fluorescence, into a Las Vegas show, can you walk us through that a little bit and how you would convert it into sort of a Vegas themed
Vegas show?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
actors, lights.
I mean, my knee-jerk response is maybe not flashy enough for old Vegas, because the movie is about people that perform in conferences and things like that. I like the idea of doing a huge thing in a hotel, just like it's a conference. I think I would just like to present it like a big hotel conference. I try and trick people to come to learn about leadership or mentorship or something.
And perhaps at the broadcast convention.
Maybe the broadcast.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we should probably give our caller a call.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to call our friend Leon, who actually
has experience with online gambling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great. We'll leave it at that. I guess he has experience with chips specifically because he played poker online.
Right.
So we're going to get to talk to him about that experience.
Yes.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Leon.
The professional.
Jean Reno.
Leon.
Jean Reno.
Oh!
Leon.
That's very loud. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Leon.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Just hanging out.
Hanging around.
It's Sophia, Zoe, and Daniel.
Oh, hey. Who's Daniel?
Well, I'll let you guys introduce me.
He's our guest on this week's show.
I don't know if I'm cool with that.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to be, bud.
Bud.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Leon.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just watching these kids next door play basketball, which, they started doing this week. They've been playing, every day, and I can just see them perfectly from the living room window. I've been doing that. It's pretty good.
And you just have a notebook open and you're keeping score. At the end of the week, you're just going to go up to them and tell them what's what?
I mean, I could do that. I kind of like to just not have them know that I'm up here. But,
Do you have any money on the game?
Well, there's no one else watching with me.
Right.
That's quick.
That you know.
But there's one. Definitely. One guy who's pretty good.
So, Leon, could you walk us through your history with online poker?
Yeah, for sure. I think, it was either 9th or 10th grade, there was this huge, online poker just suddenly became very popular. I don't know. Do you guys remember that at all? Did that happen?
Not really.
No.
Okay. Well, it was you had to be 18, technically, you were supposed to be 18 to play.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But how could they check?
I had my older brother, set up an account for me. They were trying to get people to sign up. They had all these promotional deals where you could, you could sign up and you didn't have to make a real deposit. You just get, a $50 free to play with.
Wow.
You just kept creating new... Yeah, it was great.
Sizable.
I know. And if you lose it, then you just make another account.
Whoa.
And get another $50. So it was a real golden age. It was just a free-for-all.
Wow.
That's how I got started. And then, I lost the $50, countless times. But then there was this one weekend where I think my parents were out of town or something because they weren't really cool with me playing. And it was just, the family computer,
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit hard to hide it. But, there was just one weekend where I guess I just had, a good streak. And I just made a bunch of money. And then it just turned into this kind of addiction for a couple of years after that. So, yeah, it was pretty intense.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is, did it feel first of all, did you ever put any of your own money into it, or did you just use the promo stuff and then build from that? And did it feel like it wasn't real money because it was on the internet? And also, I guess in that day and age, you didn't really use... No, this is just a thought. But back then, you didn't really do online shopping as much. And so maybe it really didn't seem... as real, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. So for the first question, I don't think I ever put in any of my own money. I think I might have withdrawn sometimes and then put some of it back in when I lost
Okay.
Everything. And then the second question was what?
Yeah, what was your second question?
Did it feel like it was not real money because it was online?
Oh yeah. It did. I mean, it totally did feel like that, but then I remember the feeling of when I lost it, just feeling this extreme guilt when I realized that it kind of was real money.
Yeah.
But I definitely remember if I had a bad session and then I would have to go downstairs and eat dinner with my family and just being in a really dark mood.
Oh,
as a result of having lost all this money. It was just wild, wild emotional swings.
Yeah, I can imagine.
What was the point where you decided that you're going to stop?
Well, I kind of only stopped when they made it illegal, actually.
Did you ever wear, poker sunglasses or any kind of, ritual gear that you found lucky or something?
Lucky charm
to play poker?
Oh, a little lucky charm.
Even though nobody would see you, but just, you knew?
Personal satisfaction?
Yeah.
The only thing, I remember I would do this thing where if there was, a big moment, I would turn off the monitor of the computer and then go, pace around the bathroom for a minute and then come back. But I didn't really have, a good luck charm. And I don't think I wore sunglasses at the computer.
Was there, a chat room for the online poker stuff? And were there, there was?
The chat room was a huge element of the game.
Okay.
Right. So is that how you would, have your poker face would be, on the online chat?
I mean, kind of, yeah, I guess. I mean, you didn't obviously need to say anything. So a true poker face is just you not participating
right.
in the chat.
Ooh,
but it was very hard to resist. I just remember doing a lot of, trash talking. And, like after losing, just like really melting off in the chat box.
Oh la la.
Yeah, it was a pretty nasty place.
Were there emojis?
No, I don't think so. I think this is before emojis, which is crazy. Yeah.
Just ASCII art.
What's ASCII art?
Yeah.
It's like when you make pictures out of character symbols. Like that Mr. Bean ASCII art I always use.
Oh, God, I hate that thing.
I love Mr. Bean ASCII art.
I want to see that. But
Zoe always signs her emails with that stupid thing. I hate it so much.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Okay, I'll email you all that,
yeah,
that Mr. Bean ASCII art. It's beautiful. It really is. It's really a work of art. I mean, I don't know. Who came up with that? Is there a genius? Much like Mr. Bean himself.
You're talking like as if you created it. You're talking about yourself in the third person.
I'm not. I didn't create it. It's just a brilliant piece of art. What do you mean? Leanne, we have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you have a question for us about chips?
Yeah, I mean, I totally do because I've listened to the show and I knew that this was coming. I guess I'm just wondering, like, where do you guys see chips in, like, 100 years? Like, the chips.
Wow.
Chip culture, like the chip industry.
Okay.
Are they still going to be around?
That is an intensely cool question.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, great.
Wow.
I'm glad.
I don't even know where we're going to get with that one. Like,
we're going to start somewhere. But
yeah, and end somewhere too. Yeah. But who knows where.
In 100 years, we're going to end. So. Okay, well.
Yeah, just stall for 100 years and then you'll have the answer.
Make sure your batteries are charged, people.
Tune in 100 years. Okay, talk to you.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of the episode. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Talk to
thank
you soon.
Thank you, Leon.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
We're just going to be in 100 years.
God, I want to think back on something else and think about where it was 100 years ago. Like, potato chips were essentially the exact same 100 years ago. My guess is roughly the same. Yeah, like kettle cooked 1917 potato chip. You're talking like hand cut, kettle cooked salt.
Yeah, but the salt content and flavors were so different.
Right. The flavors have definitely, and the packaging has changed. So that, I'm going to go with concept stays the same. Flavors obviously evolve. And maybe some more gimmicky type of stuff, color changing, blah, blah, blah. People in the future love gimmick. They do. It's true. All futures have proven that in history. In the future, whatever. And then packaging, it's just going to become more more efficient somehow.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Why don't we open our chips while we ponder this question a bit further?
Perfect.
Okay, so we're going to open our stacks.
Okay, so they do come in a... That was my first question.
Do they come in a tube?
Do they come in a... Because you said they were Pringle-like.
Yeah, so...
And here they are in a Pringle-like...
These are actually made in, like, in retaliation to, or is that the right word?
In protest?
To Pringles. Okay. Yeah, like, Lay's came out with these to be a direct competitor to Pringles. Basically.
I see.
They were introduced in 2003, and this is the first time I've had them in those 14 years that they've been around.
Been on the market. Did you already
I want to say one extra thing that I found really interesting about Stax is that Stax have the flavoring spread on the inside of the chip and Pringles have them on the outside curve.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have salt and vinegar, original, and barbecue.
Should we each open up one?
Yeah, let's each open one.
Because there's three of us. Yeah. Three of them. Okay. Lid comes off really easily.
I have salt and vinegar.
Oh, lid is almost too thin.
Too easy? Oh! Okay, I just gave a whiff to something.
Okay. Should we do that? Yeah.
It's
oh my God.
It's really
I just
intense.
Nuked my nose buds.
Whoa.
That is
that
crazy.
That is both salty and vinegary.
Okay, there's a nice silver packaging.
Wow.
Yeah, there's
seal.
like a ooh. Like in medication.
Barbecue smells like something old and rotten.
Ew.
I can't believe I'm smelling it after that introduction. Yeah, I don't like it. It smells like a shoe.
Yeah,
it does.
Like wet
it
shoe.
It smells like an old wet leather shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I want to mention
well, that's
that.
The one that you got.
And how does that original smell?
I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's less abrasive.
Unlike a Pringle, these stacks like have a significant space at the top, which is interesting considering they don't really need air.
Should we start with original?
Space for?
I don't know.
Yeah, we could start with the original. Here, it's you guys.
Kind of like a bone shape, too, like a dog bone.
It does, like
a modern art dog bone.
Everything comes back to the wiener. I mean, the schnauzers. You call them wiener dogs. Wait,
those
is that
are
the same?
No.
Oh!
So that was a particularly strange.
Wait, what are are schnauzers? What do they look like?
They're
I can't remember.
The little with a beard.
Totally yeah. different.
Yes. Barrel chested. That's the schnauzer bust.
Well, first impressions, shape definitely different from a Pringle. Not that different though.
No, not that different. Similar texture.
There's just something kind of unappealing about the texture of Pringles and Stags. Like
agree.
It just doesn't
it's
look
unnatural.
Appetizing.
Ugh. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay, here we go.
Horrible.
Yeah, not very good.
Doesn't taste like much.
Mm-mm. No.
It tastes
That's
like,
why the smell was better.
It tastes like the Pringle, original Pringle,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but more aftertaste, which mm-hmm. is the worst part.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
These are disgusting.
See, I haven't had a Pringle in a long time, but probably I would have... I've just assumed that's what that was.
Yeah.
It's very similar, right?
Yeah.
Very similar. There's,
For, to a layman.
Are you a layman or a Pringleman?
Okay.
Okay, I think we should go for Not barbecue next because I think that the salt and vinegar is going to blow us out of the water taste-wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then the old chew? Okay. Well,
yeah.
We'll
okay.
see.
So.
Time's going to tell on that one.
Weird.
Yeah, you got an inconsistent. You got one with a tan
yeah.
line. Like a Vegas rock.
The flavor content is heavy.
Vegas rock. Sorry.
Wait, for the rest
Vegas!
For the rest of this episode, we can only say Vegas by saying Vegas.
I thought you were going to say we had to speak in that voice.
Listeners,
it's like my voice will be gone,
and also listeners would just drop like flies.
Yeah.
Chris Angel is such a professional; you can do that for a whole evening.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Not the worst.
It tastes better than chew.
Yeah,
it tastes like the Lay's barbecue dressing,
which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know about you guys. As it goes on, I like it less. That's me.
Yeah.
They only have flavor dusting on one side. Is that what you... I missed that. I heard...
Yeah. And these ones, I mean, all the barbecue ones are pretty flavor heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
On
this
one
one's already been bitten by someone.
Chris Angel is in there. That's part of his magic trick.
I need an animatronic rabbit to fish him out. He's eating my chips.
Do you find that you feel like you have more value when you have, like, a stacked chip rather than a bagged chip?
It's like the seeing them stacked up definitely leads you to believe that there is an amount of chips in here.
Like
you know?
A poker chip stack.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes you, I think it more than anything just makes you way more aware of how much you got and how much it has gone down when you eat it. Oh. Every time you take a smellful of the S&B, it's like a neti pot. In your nose.
Did you hear me? A neti pot.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah, I do. Blows everything out.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. Whoa.
Like nothing.
Yeah.
You got to do it flavor side down.
Let me tell you.
No, try it, because I'm just blown away here.
Okay.
That is night and day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah.
It is.
You got to do it.
Heavy flavor. Heavy power.
This is my favorite one. The flavor side down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember what they remind me of. You know the Quaker Crispy Minis?
Mm-hmm.
Crispy Minis.
Mm-hmm. No.
Crispy Minis.
Sorry, I don't remember. Tell me again what it is.
Quaker Crispy Minis.
Yes, I know the name. I don't know what it is.
Crispy Minis.
Got it.
You know the rice crackers, but the mini size one.
Mm.
Crispy
mm-hmm.
Minis. They taste like the Crispy Mini salt and vinegar version.
Crispy Minis.
She's
saying
yes.
You meant Quaker Crispy Minis.
Yes! I was thinking in 100 years, chips might be made out of something different that's not a potato. Maybe potatoes
bugs.
Have evolved into something
bugs.
Else.
Bugs.
You think everything will become bugs?
We're only eating bugs in 100 years. Are you kidding me?
It's sustainable, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soylent and bugs.
Ugh, it's a bad future.
Lucky for me, I'll be dead by then.
Cheers to that.
In a box on Daniel's bookshelf. <Just kidding. laughs> No, that was so
I'm
nice.
Gonna eat bugs flavor bugs. Side up, I think. I don't think I'll turn them around.
But what if there's like, I don't know, like a carrot potato hybrid or something? I mean, that's not very inventive.
Like a,
but
like a potato bug.
Yeah, potato.
That's what chips will be made of.
Do you play poker? I meant to ask you. Did we ask you that?
No. As soon as you mentioned the focus of the show, I was like, oh no, am I the wrong guest today?
No, but I'm just wondering if you have a poker face. Or if you... Yeah, or if you're... Like,
in life, yeah.
Yeah, or if you're like, very bad at lying. one or the other.
Well, I feel like, you know, I don't know, you have to be diplomatic in certain situations. So, yeah, I've gotten better at that in some circumstances.
What would you say your tells are? Do you, like, twitch? Do you blink your eyes a lot? Do you blush? Do you, I don't know, slobber? Like,
I don't know. I think I have, like, a thing that I've noticed in, also in Larry David. He'll say yes to something in a way that makes it clear he isn't done with it, you know, or he'll be like, yeah, you can tell the person is going to start something. I feel like I do that sometimes.
Okay. Do you? Yeah. Do you have a poker face?
I probably do, but I also want to say that I am a very skilled liar.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. You're a psychotically good liar.
I'm actually psychotically good at lying. And I've never used it for evil.
I mean, you have against
me.
No,
it's not evil. It's
prank.
Mischief. That's not mischief and evil are not the same thing. Come on. But I don't know. Maybe you should speak to that because I don't really know. Do I have any tells? Maybe, maybe not.
Well, like two of my best friends, Zoe and Maya, went on an elaborate lie spree to convince me that Rob Schneider
David Spade.
Oh, sorry. David Spade.
You don't
was
even
Rob Schneider?
Yeah. It's just such a stupid lie, but they went so deep into it that eventually I was convinced that David Schwimmer
David Spade!
Oh, sorry. David.
This story is only good if it's David Spade.
No, what are you convinced me? It doesn't matter. he convinced me that David Spade was Maya's uncle.
Quaker Mini Crispy.
That's the only thing I understand. That David Spade was Maya's uncle by marriage.
Which is not so far-fetched.
I wouldn't call that evil.
Well, it's just so...
Thank you.
Yeah. literally hours spent on making me...
Hours. Honey, months.
And keeping it up for months. Anyway,
so yeah,
it's just such a stupid fact that I was like, eventually I was like, okay, I guess it could be real.
That's the thing. I'll give the listeners a tip. If you want to tell a lie, you start small, and it can be wacky.
Yeah.
But if it's far-fetched enough, but not totally wild, and definitely not traceable on an immediate scale, you're pretty much always going to get away with it.
Related to lying.
Yeah, okay, great.
Apparently, the sandwich was created in Las Vegas. It was someone who was at a casino table. The Earl of Sandwich, who didn't want to leave the poker table because he was very engrossed in his game, decided to put lots of things together between two pieces of bread so that he didn't have to get up and leave.
Oh, no, and I think it was also because he had all this stuff and he was like, I don't want to get my hands dirty because I have my cards in my hand, so just put it between two pieces of bread so I can just grab it with one hand and eat it and not get stuff all over everything.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of urban legend surrounding.
But like a sandwich. A chip is a one-handed snack.
Definitely. So it's a good casino snack for sure. Yeah.
Good for an earl in a casino.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Earl anywhere.
Yeah.
But that's why it's called the sandwich.
Yeah. Is his name?
Yes.
I didn't connect the two.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought it was
that
a joke.
One I
and guess
knew.
What? He was David
Spade.
No,
you shut up.
Yeah. He was the Earl of Schwimmer.
Not this time, guys. Not this time.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we have three chips before us. I think we answered the question of 100 years from now, which was perhaps...
Potato bugs.
Potato bugs.
Right. Never mind. There's no other option. It is potato bugs. And our chip winner, should we try them one more time? Or just, do we know?
I think I know.
I think I said it already, which I probably shouldn't have.
Two truths and a lie to see if you have a good poker face. You'd be like,
yes.
I like this one.
Well, that's
why
I wanted you to lie to me because you bragged about it so much.
Okay.
So, Zoe.
So you want me to say which one I liked and which one I didn't like?
But you're going to have to lie about what is the answer.
Okay. This is going to seem unbelievable to you, but it's actually not. Well, no, but you're going to know that I'm lying, so you're going to know that I like
one. Well, we don't know which one. You have three options. You could be lying.
Okay.
We don't know which one you're lying about.
I don't really understand, but I'll just lie.
Yeah, just lie well. And then we'll see how well you lied.
It's easy.
Yes, this is very easy for me. Okay.
Just lie about all of them. I like this one, I like this one, I don't like this one.
I definitely hated the barbecue. I thought that one tasted like old shoe. The salt and vinegar, good, but slightly too acidic for my taste. Lay's original is the winner for me.
That was a good lie.
I saw right through it. It's salt and vinegar.
You know I'm addicted to salt and vinegar,
salt
though.
Salt and vinegar is the best. I agree.
salt and vinegar is the winner.
Yeah,
I think we did it. This is one of the first times we've had a unanimous answer.
Is it really?
It's really nice.
Earl of Sandwich, 3, 2, 1.
Lay's stack salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
I didn't explain anything about that character.
Or should we do Lay's stack salt and vinegar, Las Vegas?
Yeah.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson
and Sophia Lepage. Our guest today was
Daniel Worth
and David Spinoe. Just kidding, David Spade.
And Rob Schneider, actor, comedian, Rob Schneider.
Hello. Friends, uncle. Episode was recorded at
Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
Our audio engineer was
Jody
Freaking
Tompkins.
Our caller guest was Leon.
This was a Sumo Audio production.
And our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
Take a moment to rate, review, and or subscribe on iTunes.
Thanks.
That's it. Just do Las Vegas a couple times.
Las Vegas! Las Vegas!
And together.
Las Vegas!
Sure.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.